Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's show. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. I hope you can hear me okay. I am using a new headset, and it has a tendency to reflect sound. So just a moment. Let me make sure everything's okay on my side. I hope it isn't echoing on your side, but it's echoing on my side, so I just want to fix this really quick here. Going to have an excellent program started with this astrology information because I know that a lot of you are looking for some insights and assistance right now as we talk about the energies, because there are a lot of big energies going on and we need to know that all is in perfect order. I'm getting some feedback from somebody right now that they're having problems. Hear me. So I'm going to quickly remedy this. If you have a chance, grab your astrology chart right now. You can get it at www.astro.com. And you can follow along as I share with you the important degrees that I'm going to talk about for this full moon. What you'll want to do is locate 24 degrees of Taurus or 24 degrees of Scorpio in your chart. So what we're going to do is wait a moment here, as every person does that, because I'm getting some information that someone needs. Just a second. So you're looking for 24 degrees. 24 degrees. And as you do that, what I'm going to do is call back into the show to reduce this noise. So I'll be there in just a second. Thank you for that. We are back, and I appreciate your patience. This is a live show, so when these technological issues come up, we have to roll with them and make the best of them. And I hope that you had a chance to grab your astrology chart, because I want to help you get the most out of right now. So May 14th is a very powerful full moon in Scorpio. Scorpio is associated with deep transformation. It can bring up our fears, as well as our desires, our passion, and our obsessions. Scorpio energy is intense, and it wants to go deeper. And what we're being pushed to do with this full moon is to look at deeper parts of ourselves and to look at how we've been moving through
our grand transformation on an individual level as well as a collective level. And I ask you to find 24 degrees of Scorpio in your astrology chart. This is also a point in your chart where Saturn in Scorpio has been traveling. Now, Saturn actually got to 23 degrees before it turned retrograde. So what we're visiting here are parts of ourselves that are going through some very, very deep, deep changes. And you will probably know what this is for you already. You'll know this part of your life or whatever is coming up for you. You'll know it's about really taking this part of yourself to a new level, but that probably requires going deeper first. And actually, if you're not going deeper, if you're not going into that issue, that theme, that emotion, it's going to keep operating in the background. It's going to be in your unconscious energy. And because we're moving through full moon energy, we are being gifted with the opportunity of enlightenment, of illumination of what's been in our unconscious. And this is enforced even more because the Scorpio full moon, a very important holiday. It's called Vesak. Vesak, it's sometimes called the W, sometimes it's a V. And it signifies the day that Buddha was birthed and then reached enlightenment and died. This is actually the most important Buddhist festival, and it's celebrated every year on the Scorpio full moon. And there's a lot here associated with a journey, a grand transformation. It's about what came to your awareness, how are you elevating it and transforming it to a higher viewpoint, and how are you allowing that to take you to a new place within yourself, within your journey, and how are you consciously choosing to own your transformation? Official day of Vesak changes every year because it coincides with the Scorpio full moon. But it's a very powerful day. And it's fascinating that it falls on May 14th because we are also preparing to experience a water grand trine with three outer planets. And the water grand trine is about flow. It's about opening us up to our own inner connections, our own inspiration. It's intuitive. It is a time to trust ourselves more, to go into that inner well of peace that is always a part of you, always within you, always present. And so we have this water grand trine coinciding after the Scorpio full moon, a deep transformation, the monumental energies of April, because April was such a powerhouse month. And perhaps you felt it on some level, perhaps you did not. Depends on each person's journey and what is going on for them right now. But essentially, April brought a lot of energies up to move forward. It was about new beginnings, looking and perceiving with new eyes what you are ready for next. And there was a quality of April that was about no going back, no turning back, no going back to who you were. It's about now moving forward into a new, higher version of yourself that honors everything about you, including what you now know about yourself. What do you know about yourself right now that you didn't know even 3 weeks ago or a month ago? Because when you honor this part of yourself, when you honor that you are a different person now, that you have grown, you've transformed, you're opening even to more parts of yourself, you then allow in more parts of yourself as well. For those of you who are on my email list, you are already aware of this. I just released a new free ebook. It is 44 pages, and it's called Guided by Your Light, Ridiculously Loving and Celebrating Yourself. This is available to everybody. It's on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. It's about practical wisdom for spiritual self-care, and that is so essential right now. It's for you to know how to take care of yourself as you're moving through these big energies, this grand shift. It's about feeling powerful in your own energy, in your own light, and reinforcing your self-love. And that is one of the main themes right now of the Scorpio full moon and of May and into the rest of 2014. Loving yourself more. Really owning what that means. What does that mean for you? What does self-love mean to you? What does that look like? What does that feel like? How do you go into that place? I hope that this free ebook assists you with that process. It is a gift. It's not something I'm selling. I just want to give it because I know that a lot of people need this information right now. But it also coincides with the astrology energies that are supporting our journey. See, I believe astrology always works with us. It always supports us. We choose how to perceive it or how to interpret it, but it's always there to bring us back to ourselves, understand more of our gifts, more of our unique essence and energy to share with the world. The Scorpio full moon is on May 14th, but it's in the shadow, if you will, of the two lunar eclipses we just had in April, April 15th and April 29th. Plus, we just had an intense Uranus Pluto square, the fifth one, and we are moving through that dynamic Grand Cross. Now, if all this terminology is new to you, don't worry about it in terms of, you know, trying to understand it all. Essentially, to sum it all up, it's this, I don't even know how to say it. It's almost like it's an experience. I was going to say it's a definition. It's an experience of newness of yourself, of the parts of you that you're ready to give birth to, that are ready to be transformed into an even higher, more loving expression of yourself. I want to read to you a really beautiful quote here from Rumi, that is a beautiful summation of how to approach these energies with power and strength. Try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you. And do not worry that your life is turning upside down. How do you know that the side you are used to is better than the one to come? How do you know the side you are used to is better than the one to come? We are needing to move into new parts of ourselves, and that requires change. And everything associated with Scorpio energy is especially potent right now. The transformation, the purging, fears, emotional intensity. You could feel rage or anger or reactions to something on a very deep level. You can equally feel a new passion kick in, a new desire for yourself. You might see shadow energies, crave a new type of intimacy, but you also might discover a whole new gold mine within yourself. You might be able to dig deeper and trust even more. And when you can do that, when you can really claim that part of your experience, you release the need to control or to have something already known, because the Scorpio energy is about the unknown. And so where can you trust yourself even more? And again, this also pertains to the lessons and changes of Saturn in Scorpio. Now, Saturn in Scorpio has been in the mix here for about, what's it been, at least a year and a half, 2 years. And it's showing us how we are responsibly taking care of our bills, our finances, our resources, how we are showing up in relationships to be intimate with others, if we are approaching relationships with honesty, authenticity, and the understanding that every person has many, many layers. Saturn in Scorpio is also showing us how we are responsibly owning our transformation and our depths, how we're going into our own energies more, how we are allowing ourselves to become more, even when it's scary, even when you don't know, and especially when you don't know. That's what's going on, and it requires us to go into the shadow energies or the darker places. But Scorpio energy is strong, and it has a desire. It has an ambition, and you have that. It doesn't matter what your sun sign is or your moon sign. It's understanding that we all 12 astrological energies within us, and when these full moon energies come up powerfully, they're activating that energy within you. And so you have this within you. You have this strength. You have this ambition, this fortitude and desire. You just have to claim it. And that's the choice. Can you claim it? Can you say, yes, this is a part of me, and yes, I'm going in, and I'm going to own it, and I'm just going to trust, even if it's scary. And I felt a deep breath right there, because I know that some of you are almost paralyzed right now because you don't know where to go or what to do next, almost as if it's being you're being too cerebral. And the other thing that's happening at this time is that there is a lot of heart activation, heart shifting. And that's because the Venus is strong right now. Venus in Aries is actually quite dynamic. And during this full moon, Venus in Aries is squaring Pluto in Capricorn. Venus squaring Pluto is similar to this full moon in Scorpio energy. It's repeating these same themes. Venus is about your heart and receiving. Venus wants to be open and to share and to bring people in and to connect. But coming up against Pluto brings up these fears, brings up all of these same themes associated with Scorpio, because it's requiring you to go deeper and to trust and to perhaps shift relationships to demonstrate your new self-worth, to demonstrate this is who I am now and this is how I love myself now. And if you can meet me in that space, wonderful, I embrace it. But if you can't meet me in that space, then I honor and respect your journey. So there's a lot of heart energy that's being activated right now too, but it isn't light. It's intense heart energy. It's those hidden corners, those places within. It can bring up and reveal to you relationship patterns or what you didn't see before. There is a lot up right now. There's just a lot up in the air, moving through, and there's also a lot underground, underneath our feet, underneath in the deeper parts of our energies. But remember, this also pertains to Wizak and the enlightenment principle. And I don't know what it means for you, and I invite you to think about what enlightenment means to you. But when I think about all these energies together, coupled with enlightenment, it gives me that trusting element of it's all happening for the best and highest good. I'm learning so much. I'm growing in incredible ways. I'm being gifted with more than I might even know. I am always able to feel peace within me. I am always responsible for my energy. I am always loved and honored. I am a divine being. And so when you sit with that energy for yourself, how does it feel? Because I believe that that's really what we are returning to, and that we have to go through these rocky parts or these crunchy sections to get to that place and to feel even stronger with it. I've talked a lot about Scorpio. I haven't mentioned much about Taurus energy. The sun is in Taurus, and it's been a very grounding energy. Taurus is an earth sign. It is associated with being self-sufficient and stable. Taurus is practical. And in the astrology wheel, it's the opposite archetype of Scorpio. So for all the ways that Scorpio wants to go deeper, Taurus wants to keep it simple. Taurus wants to keep it above ground. Look for the peace. Look for the blessing. And so there's a dynamic energy exchange here of even when you're doing your most intense, important inner work, how are you also loving yourself and connecting with peace? And how can you detach from the emotional depths and observe? Taurus is a wonderful observer. So activate that part of yourself as well, this observer energy of look at all this and I'm still safe and I still have everything I need. It's quite a beautiful dynamic exchange, as every full moon energy is. It's always about finding that balance point between two energies that have different intentions. Now, I touched on the fact that there is a water grand trine. I want to give you some more information about that. The water grand trine is actually going to be exact May 24th, so that's about in 10 days or so, and it involves three outer planets that are each in a water sign. So we have Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, and Chiron in Pisces. And this is going to happen, this lineup is going to be at about 17 or 18 degrees of each of these signs. 17 degrees, Jupiter, 17 degrees, Chiron in Pisces, and 17 degrees of Saturn in Scorpio. And as I mentioned, this water grand trine is expanding into your heart, trusting into yourself more. Everything that comes up right now here in the middle of May, you're going to feel that by the end of the month, there's more flow, that there are, it's almost like a river having any big boulders removed or a dam removed, and things just can move through you with greater grace and ease and peace. These grand trines are such a wonderful gift, especially when they line up with three outer planets, because they're demonstrating that there's a bigger picture unfolding, and it's kind of like there's a breakout component, if you will, to whatever you haven't had a solution for, whatever has been spinning in your mind or circulating. It's going to open you up to those solutions, and it's going to be a feeling because it's in water, and it's going to be intuitive. It's going to have a flow in it. You could also be receiving. It's a very receptive energy. Water is all about receiving what you are ready to hear. And so if things are loud or noisy, know that you'll have openings that are going to connect you with greater listening and greater receiving and greater trust in a bigger plan. Trust in how these dynamic times are always working for our best and highest good. And as I said, that's really what I think one of the main gifts of astrology is that you open up even more to yourself and to how you are supported regardless of anything, to how you are loved. Oh, you know, I was off on a. I actually believe that grand water grand trine, it's 18 degrees. Yeah, I said that, 18 degrees. Jupiter is moving a little bit faster right now, so it's moving through each degree, but it's still at those same 17, 18 degree points. So if you have in your chart any types of planets or important points, at 17 degrees of Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, that's like a release valve for you that's going to come in and connect you with greater flow. If you do not have a specific point of receiving that energy, you will still be feeling it. It could be that it's something that you need to intentionally connect to during meditation. Be aware of your intuition even more around that time frame of May 24th, 23rd, 24th, 25th. So that's actually over that weekend. Here in the United States, that's a holiday. Over that weekend, be open to flow for yourself. It's a great time to be creative. Whatever is going on for you right now, how can you turn that into a creative endeavor? How can you use it for greater self-expression, greater connection to yourself? Is there any type of thing you need to just get off your chest even and put it into a poem, a painting, write it out? The need to communicate will get even stronger when the sun moves into Taurus. And we're going to see that coming up on May 20th. And when the sun moves into Gemini. When the sun moves into Gemini, things speed up. We communicate more. We have more ideas. We want to get out of the house. We become more of a social butterfly. There's just a little bit faster pace to life. But for this time period, if you can just allow yourself to trust even more that you're exactly where you are and that a bigger plan is happening in a really beautiful way, a really gorgeous way that will make us marvel. Think of it that way. It's almost like the human mind couldn't even create what's going on because it's beyond our capabilities. There's something so much more amazing happening behind the scenes. And after April and as we move into the rest of this year, we're going to see more of that evidence. We're going to see more of that come through. As we close out the show today, I want to leave you again with this quote from Rumi because I believe it's very timely and powerful. Try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you. And do not worry that your life is turning upside down. How do you know that the side you are used to is better than the one to come? So I leave you with that beautiful thought, and I wish you many blessings and much peace as you embark on the next phase. I will have another live show talking about conscious giving and heart consciousness. So I hope you can join me for that episode. In the meantime, thank you so much for being here, and I'll speak with you soon. Take good care.